In Arabic, the word jihad means spiritual struggle. Many Muslims have pointed out that jihad is almost always used in English in the context of terrorism. They remind us that the actual meaning of the word is broader. Commentator Anisa Mehdi would like to go further and suggest a word that could be used instead of jihad where terrorism is the issue.
Jihad was a beautiful word to me growing up. Jihad meant the effort to do my best in school, trying to polish the talents God gave me, struggling to live up to my parents' and my own highest expectations. Jihad meant leading a life acceptable to the Almighty. Then came the Taliban suicide bombings in September 11th. The Muslim code word for doing good and shunning evil was searing the headlines as everything but. I know I'm not the only Muslim stunned and sickened by the switch. According to the Quran, the Almighty does not reward the murder of innocent people. Terrorism is not jihad. It is sociopathic. In secular terms, it is criminal. In religious terms, it is blasphemy to claim cold-blooded murder in the name of God. It is not jihad. If it's not jihad, well, then what do we call it? As a writer, I'm always searching for the right word for the right moment, and I found it. There is an Arabic word for crimes against individuals and crimes against humanity. The word is hiraba. Hiraba, war against society. People who are following God and practicing jihad do not make war against society. And just because they think they're on God's side doesn't mean we should concur. We, meaning Muslims, the American media, and our government. But by parroting the misuse of the word jihad, we're agreeing that there's something sacred about their mission. There is no jihad in terrorism, only hiraba. So what happens if we do call a spade a spade? Think of the disincentive to young, hungry, cynical Muslims. If they heard hiraba instead of jihad, if they heard murder instead of martyr, if they heard they were bound for hell instead of heaven, they might not be so quick to sign up to kill themselves and take a handful of so-called infidels along with them. We know words are powerful and can create truths. Let's use our mightier-than-the-sword pens and keyboards and get the word hiraba out there, all we who are concerned with accuracy. Someday, I hope jihad will find its way back into our lexicon, when it can be used properly, in sentences like, "She's on a jihad to achieve the American dream."
Anisa Mehdi is a journalist and filmmaker based in Maplewood, New Jersey.